The other thing that always comes up is, what about brain metastases? I'll tell you, it's a major frustration of our leadership team at MD Anderson that designs the clinical trials, and it's a major problem for referring physicians. Why should someone with a small lesion in the brain be excluded from a trial with, actually, most trials with new agents these days are excluding those patients? And there really is not very strong rationale for doing that. I think it's pretty clear that if you're worried about efficacy, my sense is that once you have a tumor and you can see a tumor, the blood-brain barrier has been broken, and many of these agents can probably get through and have some activity. And in fact, 10 years ago, Jin-Soo Lee at our group at MD Anderson showed that carboplatin paclitaxel can have an effect on brain tumor patients. Granted, they were very carefully selected patients. You know, they got MRIs every month, and they weren't symptomatic going in. But this was a group of patients who didn't even get radiation first, and he treated them with chemotherapy to see if there would be an effect in the brain.
Primary metastatic.
Metastatic, lung metastatic. But nowadays, if we saw a patient like that, we might do radiosurgery or, in some cases, whole brain. But these patients are ineligible for clinical studies with many of these new agents, and based on the ECOG trial with Avastin and lung cancer, wouldn't be a candidate for treatment. So people often ask, do you think it's safe to do? And actually, right now, I think from a medical legal point of view, and given what's out there, we probably, until there's some experience, probably should not treat those patients. But there is good news on the horizon. There are several trials that are ongoing that will be looking at patients with brain metastases treated with Avastin plus carboplatin paclitaxel.
Putting aside sort of medical, legal, and reimbursement kinds of issues, do you think it's reasonable to consider using Avastin, for example, a patient who's had a brain met resected or treated, or as you say, a small brain met?
Well, again, you know, we're talking about stage 4 metastatic lung cancer. Basically, 5-year survival, zero. Yes, I think it's very reasonable to treat those patients. It's somewhat arbitrary. Other anti-angiogenic agents, granted, they've not had proven activity yet, but other anti-angiogenic agents are being tested in patients with brain disease. So I think it is going to be feasible. It's too bad that there are no data available now, but I think it is going to be possible. But again, safety issues are important. If one were to do this, one would have to very carefully discuss with the patients the pros and cons. But certainly, I personally think that ultimately we're going to have to find a way, and I think it shouldn't be that difficult to take a brain lesion, radiate it, and then they can get chemotherapy after 2 or 3 weeks of break to make sure that their CNS symptoms are stable and that the tumor is going in the right direction.
What do we know about safety?
Well, very little. The initial phase 1 studies with Avastin done 5-6 years ago did see some CNS hemorrhage. A small amount, but based on that, the decision was made not to move forward with this agent with anyone that had a known brain lesion. Now, patients probably developed brain lesions while on trial, and I haven't seen that data, but if I had a database in front of me, I'd ask the question, how did patients do once they were on the drug when they developed brain disease? And I'm sure someone will pull that out at some point. But again, there's going to be a study that will look at patients with brain disease radiated and then treated with Avastin and chemotherapy. There's also going to be a study, by the way, for patients with squamous cell tumors, you know, treated. Small studies, you know, at select centers, but we need to try to bring this active agent to as many patients as possible. We've done something now that we had never done before in the treatment of metastatic lung cancer, and we've segmented the population 2 or 3 different ways. So now we have the non-squamous patients, we have those with no evidence of brain disease. We have somewhat selected this group of patients. It's also making it very difficult to do clinical trials now because, you know, what's your control group? If you're studying an anti-angiogenic and you want to compare it with carboplatin taxol Avastin, you've got to study it in the population with no brain mets and no squamous cell tumors. That leaves a large number of other patients in the U.S. and even more worldwide without a study. So these are all very interesting issues right now.